Right here off my left elbow. She's been there before, but it's been way too long. She's the former president of the Young Republicans of Allen County. It's Ashley Martin. Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm good. Better now that you're here. You know, when you sit around and you talk about crotchety old politicians all the time, you know, and then you get nice, young, pretty, loves America, is wanting to be a part of the fabric of the future of our country. It's good for all of us. So it's good to see you.
Thank you. Yes, it's great to be here.
Now, you are studying at the Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Which is a stone's throw from Capitol Hill.
Yes.
So if you stand around the Capitol Hill and you throw a rock really, really hard, you can hit Catholic University.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
But something else might be happening for you personally in the future. You have in the past, you have been somebody who worked on Capitol Hill as an intern, and you worked some with Senator Braun.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I've interned now for Congressman Jim Banks. I interned for Senator Mike Braun, and I was also a Senate page sponsored by Senator Todd Young. So I'm just going all over Indiana.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Of the three, which one's the nicest guy? Don't answer that. That's it.
Just
don't
answer
that. Yeah. Don't answer that. I don't want to get you killed. But you have an upcoming internship that's going to be happening with a senator from the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
That we all know this person. Who are you going to intern with?
Senator Marsha Blackburn. I cannot wait.
I mean, she's a spitfire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she absolutely is.
You know what she is? She's you in 20 years.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, see? Because she'll be gone by then, and you can just... when you do internships there, what is it that you do? I mean, what does a day look like for an intern?
Well, I mean, when you first come in, you're doing a lot more like intern duties. You know, you might be laying out newspapers, or maybe you're answering phone calls from constituents. But I think what I've been able to do a lot is work with the communications team. And so that has been huge for me, where I create graphics, and it's been posted on their Twitter account. So there's been multiple graphics posted to Congressman Banks's and Senator Braun's Twitters and their Instagram accounts, along with like sending in tweets that may be a little witty, talking about, you know, pro-life issues or just any issues that are common for that day.
You know, here's what I thought. I thought maybe when you got back to Washington, when I come in September for the radio row, I thought she and I could meet. We could like color her hair, put spectacle glasses on her and change your whole outlook, convince everybody that you're like a very, very liberal Democrat. And we could get you like in Adam Schiff's office, and then you could just screw everything up from the inside. Would that not be awesome?
Huh. I'm not sure if I'm loving this idea.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I just thought I'd take a shot at it.
I think I like my blonde hair. I think I'll stick with it for now.
Yeah, see, it's probably working for you. So, all right. So, as a university, Catholic University there in D.C. has been, from everything I see on Facebook, you and I don't talk a lot now, but it looks to me like you landed pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been Catholic my whole life, gone to Catholic school since kindergarten. So being at a school that has the largest basilica in North America, it's pretty much everything I ever wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hear good things. I'm not Catholic, but I hear very good things out of that university and see good things out of that university, where there are some other Catholics. Don't get mad at me. There are some other Catholic places of higher learning, like a lot of maybe Jesuit schools and some others, where they don't really... They're not hanging with the tenants the way they used to.
Oh,
whereas
yes.
Catholic University is right down the row, you know, and you don't have to. I hate it when you're in a place and you have to keep looking back over your shoulder.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with that statement. I love to be able to be at a place where I can openly share my Catholic beliefs. I can talk with people who also share those beliefs. And I think that's really important that we can all grow stronger in our faiths. And I mean, that's what's really leading me through politics and through my life is God. So yeah. I think that's what's most important to me.
Now, you've been home for the summer.
Yes.
So you came home when?
It was May, like beginning of May.
Okay. So how did you feel when you saw the Supreme Court decision, for example, on Roe v. Wade, and then all the kick and all the backlash to it, were you kind of glad you weren't in town when all that happened, or were you kind of sad because you missed it?
A little bit of both. See, I've actually talked to a lot of people about this. And like part of me, I'm like, dang it, I wish I could have been at the Supreme Court seeing all that take place.
Yeah.
But also with how so many people like to riot nowadays, it also kind of scared me. It made me a lot more happy that I was kind of safe and sound at home. But also, I mean, I'm just happy that Roe v. Wade was overturned. And I think that's what is really important.
Well, and in my view, it's what should have happened in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, but when we've got a society now that says, go and protest outside of justices' homes and threaten their lives. This is, if we're not real careful, and I'm, I don't know if you know this or not, I'm slightly older than you.
But I didn't notice.
See, yeah, sure. checks in the mail. But we are rapidly morphing into a country that's not real recognizable to me sometimes. It's not what it was, and I certainly don't think it's what it needs to be.
No, I completely agree. Well, even like young conservatives now, not even just young conservatives, but young people, it's like they're being brainwashed to believe these certain values that you should be able to go color your hair or just like wear whatever you want. And even if it's so immodestly, like you're not going to get respect that way. You're going to get respect by showing your merit, like what you can do and how you can share your values with others in a respectful way. Like you don't need to personally attack someone. That's not going to get you absolutely anywhere.
Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
You know, and now we're like, and it's happened again over the weekend, we take our vehicles and we drive them into crowds, you know, because the crowd is protesting something we don't agree with. Look, if you're pro-life, which I am, and you've got a group of people that are protesting and saying we should have abortion, don't go driving your car into them, okay?
Exactly. I mean, that's just,
you know, if you're pro-life, that also means you're pro-life for the people that are against you. I mean, pro-life is pro-life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're excited about going back. And so are you technically going to take your sophomore, junior year together?
Yes, a little bit, because I'm going to be graduating a year early, trying to get to law school, of course. So I'll be studying for the LSAT all in the spring semester. And yeah, so I'm really excited about that. So I'm kind of like in between finishing up two summer classes right now.
Who's that I used to always run into at Cosmos?
My grandpa.
Your grandfather, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen him for a while.
One of my best friends,
I haven't gone in there for a while. Oh, he's he's just all over you. He just thinks he thinks the sun rises and sets on you. So, yeah, we've had those conversations. So you leave and you go back. How soon do you go back?
Less than 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
So you go back. I will get a hold of you because here's what I want to do. If this works out, maybe on one of those days, and you might have to go like bat your eyes at Marsha Blackburn and say, I need you to let me do this. I'd really like to talk to you from Washington, D.C.
Yes, no, okay. I would love that.
Yeah, and we could, but I can't pre-record like I can sometimes here because I get the booth for the hour of my program, and that's it. So we got to get in and out. So we'll work through all that.
Yes.
Make sure John has your cell phone before you leave. And here's why I say that. Because also, once school starts, and I know you're working with Ms. Blackburn, because somewhere in the next semester, you're going to say to her, I know Fort Wayne's not in Tennessee, but you really need to go on his program. It's amazing.
Yes. No, I'll just slide in a little note to her office. She'll never know.
See, yeah. But I'd like maybe at least once a month that we touch with each other on the air.
Yes,
if
absolutely.
You're with me there at Radio Row, and then if October, November, December, we link in, I think that'd be great. I used to get a lot of email about you. You know, back up until a year ago, because I had you on quite a few times, and there was always stuff going on. So we will look forward greatly that you take all the stuff that you've always done here with the Young Republicans, and then you took it to D.C. and you did it as you worked in these other offices, and you're about ready to do it again. So yes. You're excited.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait to work for another strong conservative. I mean, I had such an incredible experience with Congressman Banks and Senator Braun, especially seeing them interact with constituents on a day-to-day basis and just see how truly genuine they are. Like, I think that was the most or the best part about interning for them.
Yeah. Senator Braun's going to be off with us later this week, isn't he?
Next week.
Next week. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he'll be here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll see him tomorrow night at the event.
Oh, will you really?
Yes.
I can't go. Yeah. I just thought I'd bring that
so
up.
I'm so sad.
Yeah. I got to go.
It won't
watch,
be the same without you.
I got to go watch a girl go up in a plane and then throw up. So. And listen, it's kind of even. Okay. So listen, thanks for coming by.
Yes. Thank you.
I appreciate you like I always have.
Podcasts by Federated Media.